So coming into a stillness in your body, a relaxed mode, letting the mind settle. Let's find a sense of whole body relationship, right down to the feet, soles of the feet, right out to the palms of the hands, right up to the crown of the head, all points between. It's dropping into the field of sensation that's throughout the length and breadth of you. Let's get particularly interested in the volume of the body, so the three-dimensionality of the body. And as you start to invite that, you'll get a sense of the depth and volume of the limbs, but you will start to come into relationship with the head and torso as spaces, internal spaces or cavities. Let's get particularly interested in the pelvic cavity. So the space between the diaphragm and the pelvic floor. Which is bounded by muscles and bones and joints. And its contents are visceral. Mostly gut. So let's be interested in the structures, but let's also be interested in the cavity space as being like an internal field. And the abdominopelvic cavity has a very particular quality to this space. You will notice that. In the center of this field, there is a powerful relationship to the umbilicus. Let's just be open to that in a non-specific way and see what arises. Body cavity and umbilicus. See what sensations or fluid energetic processes emerge. So there's an ignition state here, which has a very powerful potency to it. Be spacious in the relationship. Let's stay with it for a minute. Let's get interested in the upper cavity of the torso, gently shifting your awareness up into the thoracic space, acknowledging the presence of the structures here, so obviously the rib cage, the spine in the back, all the intercostal muscles, the heart and the lungs. But see if you can form a relationship to the cavity itself and the qualities of the cavity. It's a separate, unique space, an internal space. Notice the different quality here than the lower cavity. And at the centre of this space, there is a state of heart ignition. To see if a powerful potency arises as you orient to that. Again, just being non-specific, just seeing what feelings, sensations come from that, how that changes your perception. Let's stay with it for a minute. Let's start getting interested in the upper cavity of the cranium. So let your awareness gently migrate up towards the neurocranial space. Sense of volume of the head, sense of the internal volume. It's recognizing the structures. Cranial bones, brain, dura, and beyond that, sense of the quality of the space here. Quite different quality again than the other two cavities. Different kind of potency here. Let's orient towards the third ventricle and the ignition state within and around that and see what arises for you. And Finally, let's be interested in coming into a sense of all three cavities. So coming back to the thoracic and the abdominopelvic cavities, letting all three cavities come into your presence and ignition states, and see how they correlate. What happens when you open up that conversation internally? Let's stay with it just for another minute. And gradually just letting that go and coming back into movement.